These days, the House Republicans actually give John Boehner a harder time than they give me. Which means orange really is the new black.
That was Barack Obama on Saturday, 10 minutes into his monologue ridiculing the permatan of his political nemesis. It was an almost perfect joke, just like the White House correspondence dinner itself. Almost everything you need to know about the correspondence dinner is that there is a red carpet. That hollering is the working press, cordoned behind retractable belt barriers, here vying for the attention of, I swear to God, Greta Van Susteren. Yeah, I was penned in there too. You know, journalizing, just like my colleagues.
Hi, I'm Bob Garfield from On the Media. What story are you chasing tonight?
Oh, we're just talking to celebs, seeing why they're here, just chatting.
Your news organization?
I'm with USA Today.
What do you hear after today?
Fun moments on the red carpet, trying to mix the fun of the politicians with the crazy of the celebrities.
Who are you?
I'm with ABC.
On the Media is hosting a media ethics colloquy at 7 tonight. You guys interested?
Well, right now I'm zipping back. I'm only here for part time. I'm handing this off, so.
More on that media ethics thing in a minute. But I will say that the red carpet delivered these folks their stars. CNN's Suzanne Malveaux chatted up Scandal's Scott Foley.
It is so incredible because nobody thought that the White House administration could be that scandalous or that sexy.
Wow, that's scandalous or sexy. Thank you.
Someone snagged one of the Duck Dynasty guys.
I think everybody just looking around. I'm staring at everybody around me.
And check out Uzo Adubo of Orange is the New Black.
Is there anyone here that you're trying to, like, casually stand next to and talk to?
I'm trying to casually stand next to Kevin Hart. I also would like to very casually and or aggressively be next to Wolf Blitzer from CNN.
I know, right?
You look lovely as always, Wolf. Who are you wearing?
Armani.
Well done. What story are you chasing tonight?
I'm not chasing anything. We're here to have fun.
Correct. CNN hosted New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Texas Governor Rick Perry, a White House special assistant, and a couple of members of Congress. CBS had HUD Secretary Sean Donovan. The Washington Post had Transportation's Anthony Fox. Yahoo News had Attorney General Eric Holder. ABC had Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, whose department routinely ignores press questions about detaining and abusing American citizens at the border and lethal force against unarmed suspects. But Johnson and the others sat there in their tuxedos, offering nothing more to their news organization hosts than the basket of dinner rolls, in no jeopardy whatsoever of journalism breaking out. In the week leading up to the event, I asked Steve Tama, president of the Correspondents Association, about the propriety of cozying up to the very officials his membership is supposed to be watchdogging.
Every reporter in this town who covers a beat, we all take people out to lunch or dinner, either because we're already talking to them every day or we're hoping they'll return our calls and talk every day. And I just don't have a problem with it. It's up to every journalist what they do with their source. We're just not going to get involved in that relationship.
Abusive though it may be. As we heard earlier in this hour, this is an administration that has systematically stiffed the press corps for 6 years. Access is so bad, the press usually can't even take photos at photo ops. Saturday's dinner, putting reporters face-to-face with Obama for 5 solid hours, was by far their longest presidential encounter of the year. Yet, of course, not one question about Ukraine, immigration, the Keystone XL pipeline, the budget, the NSA, the climate, the Mideast peace process, or anything else. As for everyday opportunities to see the president, Tama assured me that objections of the Correspondents Association and its allies have been duly registered at the White House.
And we believe we have made some progress, particularly for the cameras, for photojournalists. We think that we're getting them in more often than we used to.
A lot of progress?
Some progress.
Significant progress?
We'll get to significant progress.
In the Hilton Grand Ballroom, the sound of shoulders rubbing. Up on the second floor was the sound of crickets chirping. As dinner convened downstairs, On the Media did indeed host an ethics colloquy that we named Red Carpets and Red Flags, featuring American University journalism professor Patricia Afterhida, Jeffrey Goldberg of Bloomberg News, my fixer Mark Leibovich of the New York Times Magazine, and me. Refreshments were served to us because nobody else showed up.
So you think people are going to come? Where did you put the poster?
This thing's been a complete flop. I mean, it's a little bit demoralizing.
I think we can call it. It's 7:25.
It's been great, guys.
Yeah, you want to take some donuts with you?
I actually took them back with me, back beyond the Beltway where this expedition started. Although, truth be told, after seeing the workings of media and official Washington firsthand, I'd pretty much lost my appetite.
Washington, D.C., it's the greatest place to be. It's not the cherries everywhere in bloom. It's not the way they put folks on the moon. No, no, no. It's not the spectacles and pageantry, the thousand things you've got to see. It's just that's where my baby waits for me.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Alex Goldman, PJ Vogt, Chris Neary, and Laura Mayer. All of the heavy lifting for this show was done by the amazing Sarah Abdurakhman. We had more help from Cameron Lindsay. And our show was edited this week by Brooke and our executive producer, Katya Rogers. Our technical director is Jennifer Munson. Jim Schachter is WNYC's vice president for news. On the Media is produced by WNYC and distributed by NPR. I'm Bob Garfield.
Support for On the Media comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Jane Marcher Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio.
Mr. Garfield, your usual table, please.
Tommy, how's the lobster today?
Right this way.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.